This is Siren Radio 107.3.
You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio. My name's Kai Valentine, and tonight we pay tribute to Lionel Richie. Let's have a look what's coming up.
Siren Radio.
Siren Radio. Where the music you love lives.
Hello. Is it me you're looking for?
Siren Radio 107.3 FM.
And we kick things off as Lionel Richie teamed up with Diana Ross. This is Endless Love.
There's only you in my life, the only thing that's right.
My first love, your every breath that I take, your every step I make.
And I want to share all my love with you. No one else will do.
And
your eyes,
they tell me.
Hearts that beat as one, our lives have just begun.
Forever,
I'll hold you close in my arms. I can't resist your charm.
I know
I
found
Two absolute legends of the music industry there teaming up for a timeless classic, Endless Love. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio, and tonight we're paying tribute to Mr. Lionel Richie. And every week here for Legends on Siren Radio, we take a different legend from the music industry and pay tribute to them by showcasing their original tracks alongside the story of their rise to iconic status. This week, we pay tribute to a man who I'm surprised we haven't already paid tribute to over the past 60-odd episodes, a year and a half period, whatever it's been, Lionel Richie. And you can give your thoughts throughout tonight's show by texting us on 07 97 800 716. That's 07 97 800 716, or tweet us at Siren FM. You know what? I really don't think that Lionel Richie needs any real introduction. We're just going to let the music, the lyrics, and the historical discography tell the story for us this evening. And we're going to go back to the 1970s now. Let's take a listen.
Siren Radio.
From the University of Lincoln to the world.
Yep, we're heading back to Mr. Richie's Commodore days. This is Easy.
I wanna be high, so high. I wanna be free to know.
In this song, Richie sings about giving up on a relationship because it's bringing him down. He feels liberated after the breakup and has a sense of calm that's easy like a Sunday morning. The song is often, you can imagine quite rightly so, misinterpreted as a sweet love song. But no, listen carefully to those lyrics. He told CNN, "What I try to write about are real events. There will always be an easy like Sunday morning. There will always be an endless love. There will always be an all night long." The guitar solo played by group founder Thomas McCleary was tricky business. He explained in an interview with songfacts.com, when you have lyrics in a song that say, "Why in the world would anybody put chains on me? I've paid my dues to make it," you have to match the intensity of those lyrics to a sound and feel that musically portrays the same intensity and the same context of what you're saying. A lot of ballads, the song would just end, but we wanted the guitar solo to take it to another level of intensity. So that was basically the inspiration behind it. Before we head into solo Richie, let's keep on with the Commodores for one more moment. Three Times a Lady by the Commodores. At the time, the Commodores had six members, and they all wrote separately and competed to get their songs on their albums. The band knew this track was a hit when Lionel Richie brought it in, and they made it the centrepiece of the album. In a 1979 interview with Blues and Soul magazine, Richie explained, "I wrote it back in 78, and it was a very personal meaning to me. I attended the wedding anniversary of my parents, and my father made a speech about how much he loved my mother and appreciated the way that she had stood beside him for 37 years. It was beautiful, and I started to think about my own life and how my wife stands by me. How she does so many things without being asked or thanked. So I wrote Three Times a Lady as a dedication to my wife and my mother. I think my next door neighbour summed it up well when she said that if a man wanted to buy her a present, all he needed is to buy her that record and he wouldn't have to say anything else." Richie said, "The song has given me so much personal satisfaction. I think it is every songwriter's dream to be totally accepted. And from the masses of awards that the song has won, it seems that the whole world really does love that song. It's a great feeling." In the UK, this was number one for 5 weeks, and it was the biggest UK hit for Motown Records ever. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio tonight as we pay tribute to Lionel Richie.
Truly in love with you, girl.
one of Lionel Richie's big ballads. Trulli's big notes give Lionel Richie a chance to shine on his vocal ability. Because of this, I was adamant that I wanted to share this with you, with the live version of the classic tune recorded at a performance in 1983. You can live through the words, the piano, and the vocals magnificently, and as Lionel there gets to prove that no matter what, whether he's live or in the studio, he can create some beautiful pieces of art. Funnily enough, coming in at 3 minutes 12 seconds, this track is in fact the shortest of the evening. Lionel seems to enjoy his 4 minute plus songs. We pay tribute to Mr. Richie this evening for Legends on Siren Radio. And I tell you what, we could go all night long.
Yeah!
All Night Long is basically a fun track, released on the Motown label in both 7-inch and 12-inch formats, co-produced by James Carmichael and backed by Wandering Stranger. It topped the Hot 100 for 4 weeks over in the States. The radio edit runs to 4 minutes 16 seconds, the album version to 6 minutes 25 seconds. The song also sold well internationally and was performed by Ritchie at the closing ceremony of the 1984 Olympics in LA. This was the first Lionel Richie video to make an impact on MTV. Lionel said, "When MTV started, it wanted nothing to do with black artists," he said in the book I Want My MTV. "But then I gave them All Night Long, and after Michael Jackson had broken that door down, from then on, I was on MTV." Not just a record breaker, but breaking down the barriers of the industry too. All Night Long is a legendary track in itself, but tonight we pay tribute to the man behind it, Lionel Richie, for Legends on Siren Radio. And I've got... I can't even introduce it, so I'll let this lady do it.
Can you hear me now?
Hello?
Siren 107.3.
Yep, you heard it right. Hello, Lionel Richie, Legends on Siren Radio.
I've been alone with you inside my mind, and in my dreams I've kissed your lips a thousand times. I sometimes see you pass outside my door. Hello, is it me you're looking for? I can see it in your eyes, I can see it in your smile. You're all I've ever wanted, and my arms are open wide. Cause you know just what to say, and you know just what to do, and I want to tell you so much. I love you. Sunlight in your hair, and tell you time and time again how much I care. Sometimes I feel my heart will overflow. Hello, I've just got to let you know, 'cause I wonder where you are, and I wonder what you do. Are you somewhere feeling lonely, or is someone loving you? Tell me how to win your heart, for I haven't got a clue. But let me start by saying I love you. Loving you, tell me how to win your heart.
recorded at Ocean Way Studios in Los Angeles. This was the second number one from Richie's second solo album after leaving the Commodores. I keep getting it wrong, I apologise. Commodores. Can't Slow Down won the 1984 Grammy for Album of the Year and is the biggest selling album in the history of Motown Records. When he was young, Richie watched beautiful women walk past, but was too shy to talk to them. He thought to himself, "Hello, is it me you're looking for?" And years later, he started to write a song using the phrase, but got stuck and gave up. But his record producer liked the line so much that he urged him to finish it. Richie had this song written for his first solo album, but he left it off. His wife Brenda loved the song and insisted that he include it on his second album, Can't Slow Down. I mean, just imagine that for a second. He was actually thinking about just leaving it off the album altogether. Imagine Lionel Richie's career without Hello. Fair warning to you though, if you ever encounter Richie, please resist the urge to say, "Hello, is it me you're looking for?" The singer says that he hears this line constantly, not just on the phone, but pretty much anywhere he goes. Aw, poor Lionel.
Follow Siren on Twitter at SirenFM.
Now, why don't we say that we have a little bit of Say You, Say Me, Lionel Richie, on Siren Radio.
Yeah.
Say You, Say Me is a song written and recorded by Lionel Richie for the film White Nights, starring, and here's where I start getting names wrong, you think I got it wrong with Commodores, whatever, it is the Commodores, I do know that, but let's try to pronounce these names. So, the song's from White Nights, starring Mikhail Baryshnikov and Gregory Hines. Mikhail Baryshnikov, yeah. That's right. The single hit number one in the US and on the R&B singles chart in December 1985, and it became Richie's ninth number one on the Billboard Adult Contemporary chart. The track is not available on the soundtrack of the album, because Motown, the record label, did not want Richie's first single since the Can't Slow Down album to appear on another record label. It finally appeared on Dancing on the Ceiling album that was released in 1986. The track won an Academy Award for Best Original Song and a Golden Globe Award for Best Original Song as well. A music video was also made for the song, with clips from White Nights randomly inserted into the video. And in 2008, the song was ranked at number 74 on the top songs of all time on the Billboard Hot 100 chart, commemorating the first 50 years of the chart. I mean, imagine that. Imagine being commemorated as a part of the top 100 songs of all time. That is truly an honour for any artist out there. You're listening to Legends on Siren Radio.
The new Siren Radio.
107.3.
Say, you give me one more. One more like tonight.
Let me have a stick.
Yeah. We gotta go on the road, guys.
I'm telling you, the crowd is great, the people out there screaming, hollering, it's happening, man.
Wait, what's happening down at the end of the hall? Okay, come on.
released on the Motown label in 7-inch and 12-inch formats, as well as a CD single. The song runs to 4 minutes 21 seconds and was backed by Love Will Find a Way, not to be confused with the slower 1930s Rodgers and Hart composition of the same name, the title track of Ritchie's third solo album, Dancing on the Ceiling, is a show opener and one that sets the mood for the rest of the concert, which, in keeping with the major body of his work, is usually a fun affair. The song is about having a good time and literally dancing on the ceiling. Lyrically, it's far from challenging, but Ritchie created a very memorable couplet with "Oh, what a feeling, we're dancing on the ceiling." And I'm sure you were all dancing along to that one at home or wherever you are in Lincoln or around the world. Remember that you can find us at this show, Legends on Siren Radio, or any of my other programming, including And Chill, on demand anytime on the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. We're also working hard for it to be found on the sirenonline.co.uk website very soon as well. Go check that out. There's some great stuff on there, and you can find out all about the other shows that Siren Radio are putting out on a weekly, monthly, daily, and hourly basis. Basically, minute by minute, 24/7 a day, hour, 24/7, whatever the saying is. You'll find content if you tune in to Siren Radio, where we bring a fresh sound for Lincoln. And we're going to carry on now with our tribute to Lionel Richie. We got a couple more songs left before we head off for the evening, and this next one is a little bit different.
Deep river woman, Lord, I'm coming home to you. Deep river woman, Lord, I know she's waiting, just anticipating all my love. Just you.
just anticipating all my love.
Although he started out on the Motown label, Lionel Richie is one of those artists who has always refused to be pigeonholed, and born in Tuscany, another name I can't pronounce. I'm not good at pronouncing names. People should never give me a script in the deep south of America, shall we say. He has always had country in his blood, and this solo composition is as country as anyone gets. Running to 4 minutes 35 seconds, it was released on the Motown label in 1987 as the B-side to Ballerina Girl, and was co-produced by Narada Michael Walden. The country music group Alabama sang the harmonies vocals on this song, giving instant credibility in that genre. The song made it to number 10 on the US country charts, and in 2012, Richie would release the album Tuskegee. I can't even pronounce it. Where he recorded many of his classic songs with country stars like Blake Shelton, Kenny Chesney, and Willie Nelson. He did a revamped version of this tune with Little Big Town, and the album would go on to top the country charts once again. We are coming towards the end of tonight's show as we paid tribute to Lionel Richie for Legends on Siren Radio. Thank you for joining me, and thank you for sticking with me with my bad pronunciations, as always. Little irony there in that statement. I'll let you pick that one out for yourself. If you want to listen back to this episode or any of our previous episodes, you can do by going to the Trending Topics Network on iTunes. You can find me on Twitter at Kai J Valentine, the show at Siren Legends, or on our Facebook, www.facebook.com/Siren Legends. Make sure you check out my other show on Monday nights and chill from 10 till midnight as we sit back, relax and chill out, celebrating the fact that we've survived Monday and Tuesday's on its way. Come back for Legends next week from 9 p.m. on Wednesday as we pay tribute to the one and only Johnny Cash. But I leave you tonight with another Lionel Richie classic. This is My Destiny. Of course we weren't going to miss it out. Thank you for listening. Stay tuned to Siren Radio. My one and only. You get
FM.
FM.
Online.
Online.
Mobile.
Mobile.
This is